Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's the last Monday in January. Welcome to our show, everyone. This is Laura Alley, president of Triple One Sales, headquartered in Chatham, New Jersey. And I am super excited today to have a first-time guest on our show, my new friend, Dan Exter. He's the founder of Layups for Life, and we are thrilled to have you. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. Really appreciate it. Super excited as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I've been reading so much about Layups for Life, and in fact, I want to see one of your sponsors because I think it's such a great thing. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about Layups for Life and how it came to be?
Absolutely. So Layups for Life is a nonprofit organization that raises vital funds for cancer research and clinical trials, supporting cancer institutions such as Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. We were founded in 2014, and what first started as an annual charity basketball tournament, which was our one-off event, has now turned into an organization that has multiple events throughout the year in the health, social, and fitness space. And since 2014, we've raised over $50,000, in which we've supported multiple research departments at Sloan Kettering. We have also supported doctors' personal research at the hospital and also supporting clinical trials in need of funding. What got this started was that I'm a cancer survivor myself. I was diagnosed in 2013 at the age of 27 with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. I was treated originally at Lenox Hill Hospital and then transferred over to Sloan Kettering, where I received a T-cell depleted transfusion, which many years ago was once a clinical trial, but now because of donors and supporters before me, it's now the go-to procedure in treating cancers like mine. So very fortunate that my donor ended up being my brother. There's a 25% chance of him being that match. And if he wasn't a match, I'd have to go on a national donor list. But knock wood, I caught a lucky break with him being my donor. And very lucky and fortunate to be here today. So I wanted to give it, you know, I wanted to give back, pay it forward, you know, make a difference in the fight against this disease. And that's how we came about with Layups for Life.
Awesome. So you hear a lot about cancer survivors developing a cause and they want to do things like this. But most of the time it's like running races or 5Ks or sometimes a golf outing. How did you – I think yours is the first cause that I've heard that revolves around a basketball tournament. I could be mistaken. But why basketball?
Yeah, basketball has been a huge part of my life since maybe fourth grade. I first touched the basketball on the elementary school grounds of Northvale Elementary School in Parsippany. So I'm a Parsippany guy myself. I was born and raised there. I grew up in Parsippany in Troy Hills Village. And the first time I ever touched a basketball was on the playgrounds at Northvale Elementary School. And from then on, you couldn't get a ball out of my hands. You know, I love the game of basketball. I fell in love with it at a very early age. Both playing and watching and coaching, I just, you know, really love the game. And for me, when I wanted to start this nonprofit, doing something basketball-related was very natural. It was second nature to me. You know, for me, I'm not going to try to put together a golf outing right away or a softball tournament or, you know, I wanted to go something that I knew, that I was familiar with, that I knew I'd be comfortable in doing, and basketball just sank to me because it's something, like I said, that I've been involved with for a very long time. I have a great community of friends and coaches and mentors that are in the game of basketball, so basketball just, it came very naturally to me, and it was something that I knew that I'd be able to successfully run and put together.
Love it. I really love it, and I'm super excited that's in Parsippany, where I also grew up, and I also own the local online newspaper there, so we're thrilled to cover the event. Tell me, what's your goal with this event? Like, what do you have a monetary goal, a financial goal with it?
So we've been very lucky that in the last 3 years we've run this basketball tournament out of my alma mater high school at Roxbury High School in Sukasana. And I've been very grateful to Stu Mason, the athletic director there, and the administration and faculty and staff at Roxbury, as they really got behind me as an alumni and supported this event from the start. So we were very fortunate and lucky to run it out of Roxbury, and we just came across a good problem, if you want to call it, where we grew and got too big for the high school. You know, we've averaged, Laura, 40 teams per year in this tournament, and you know, we needed a bigger venue, and I'm very grateful to Tony and his staff at the PAL to open their doors to us, and they have two beautiful gyms that will ideally be able to allow more teams and have a larger tournament. I mean, my goal is to get hopefully 50, 60 teams this year, but if I get my average of 40, I'll be thrilled. From a monetary side, you know, our goal is to raise $30,000 in what we call a fundraising season. And we have raised more money year over year in the last over the last 3 years. You know, in our first year, we raised over $10,000. Second year was a little over $18,000. And this year, we raised our all-time highest at almost $24,000. So, you know, we're looking to raise the bar. Our goal is $30,000 for this fundraising season. I'd love to get more than 40 teams again at the PAL. It's open to all ages starting at 13. Doesn't matter your skill set. You can be a serious basketball player or someone that's just looking to play for fun and come out for the cause and get a workout. We're going to guarantee you a minimum of 5 games for the day. We're going to have food and concessions, and I have a DJ coming with music. We're doing raffles and a silent auction. It's a whole event. Okay. Everyone brings their families. It's a great day, and it's a lot of fun.
I can't wait. It sounds like so much fun. So how do our listeners out there get in touch with you, or if some of them want
Absolutely.
To team or get it together, like what's the best way for them to find out more?
Yeah, so the first thing you want to do is circle the date on your calendar, which is on Saturday, April 28th. That's number one. And then you can go to our website, which is www.layupsforlife.org, and that's spelled L-A-Y-U-P-S, then the number 4, life, L-I-F-E.org. So if you go to layupsforlife.org, you'll very easily see 2 options on our website to register your team or to make a donation. And from there, it's pretty simple. You go on, you fill out our registration form. It's $32 per person. I believe in the first week of April, we're going to raise it to $40. So make sure you do get your team together before the price goes up. 4 people max per team. We're going to put you in a division based on your age and skill set. We ask you a couple of questions on our registration form to help us kind of coordinate and organize that, and it's very easy. If someone wanted to email me or reach out to me, they can absolutely do so on our Gmail account, which is layupsforlife@gmail.com, L-A-Y-U-P-S, the number 4, life, L-I-F-E, @gmail.com. You can certainly reach out to us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat. We are connected fully on social media. So whether it's by email or to connect with us on social, we'll respond back to you and get to you right away if you have any questions.
And I'd also like to encourage our business owners out there that are listening to inquire about business sponsorship, because it is such a great cause, and it's also going to be so much fun and very well attended. So I wish you the absolute best of luck. I look forward to working, you know, as much as I can to help the cause. And, you know, I just wish you all the best, both professionally and with your health and everything else.
Thank you, Laurel. We're very excited to have Tap into Parsippany as one of our sponsors. We're thrilled to have you be a part of it. You know, hopefully there are other businesses in the Parsippany area that want to get involved. We have a very, very friendly and negotiable sponsorship tier and structure that any business of any size can get involved. And, you know, it's really a good opportunity for them to get involved with a community-driven event and, like you said, support a cause that touches a lot of lives.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you all the best. And thank you for attending our show tonight. We really appreciate it. And we will speak with you soon.
Thanks so much, Laura. Thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity.